Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and today I'm going to get into it. I am going to really get into this. I was listening to Odessa. She had premiered the Great Reset Summit, Episode 1. She had Mark Morano and Dr. Carrie Madge. Yeah, I forget how to say her name. Anyway, I'm listening to this thing, so I get to the first part, and I'm on YouTube. I have this thing about YouTube now. So, remember what I said the other night about Costco? I think you need to say the same thing now about YouTube. F YouTube. Seriously, F it. I was in the middle of listening to the interview, the second part with Dr. Carey, with Odessa, and YouTube pulled it down right in the middle of the whole thing. I'm like, are you kidding me? They ruined my show. What did they do it? So I talked the other night how all the awakened people and truthers need to maybe form a directory so that we can support each other. And really go out of the way to support each other in what's going on. Because what we're dealing with today is basically non-ethical, non-moral, non-spiritual, for lack of better words. Nothing. There is nothing here. Your rights, you can take your rights and kiss them goodbye, because you don't have any. You don't have any rights. I'll tell you what's going on. I'll tell you the last thing she said on the show. This is when the thing went boop. They were talking about who has the most to gain here. Now, Bill Gates made a comment, and she was quoting Bill Gates, that he makes a 200% profit on every investment he has with drugs. Elon Musk has jumped into it too. So why are we supporting this guy? I don't know. The hypocrisy here is saying that he's not going to take the vaccine, yet he's getting involved with it as well. Because they are making the comment, and this has been known forever, that if any genetic material that has a patent on it, the owners of the patent owns the whole product. Patent rights supersedes all rights. Do you know that? I mean, are you aware of that? You know what that's saying? All this genetically engineered cereal that you've been eating, all this genetically engineered bread you've been eating, all the genetic foods you've been consuming, Monsanto, Cargill, Syngenta, and a whole lot of them that have got involved with that whole biometric altering our food supply, they own you. They own you. Okay? You are under patent law. That's how they look at it. You, because you've consumed our product and has altered your genetic code and your DNA, you are now the property of these corporations that invented these materials under patent law. When Percy Smyser tried to fight this way back in the day, he lost because of patent law. The lawyers were surprised that the patent law superseded a country's charter. Imagine that. Imagine that. And now they got into this thing, and because the so-called, I call them a download. I don't even use the term vaccine because they're not a vaccine. They're a download. They're a violating download. When they put that download in anybody, whether they swab your nose, stick it up your ass, give you a download through a needle, you are now have become assimilated as property and a proprietary property of whoever you've got. Now, let's say you got 10 different companies creating 10 different things in your system, and and each one of those components are in your. You are now property of all those companies that put that in you. And they made the comment, and well, like I said, this is near the end of the thing before the thing went boop, they're saying that that they're going to push this. They're going to push this, no matter what. They don't care if it's legal or not. They don't care. The whole bloody thing stinks to high heaven. Shit. Literally. Just shit. None of this shit's been tested. It's all shit anyway. They're putting shit in your body to turn you into shit. That's basically what it is. And I'm not, that's the easiest and simplest way for you to understand it. They're putting shit in your body to turn you into shit. Because you were made in the image of God. That's the bottom line here. Capiche? You were made in the image of God. That means you have the capacity and the potential in regard to seeing how long this is going to last. Seeing how long this is going to last. You know, see how long this is going to continue. See how long they're not, they don't care. They just want to take you out. They want to take you out as far as your godly nature is concerned. They want to turn you into something less than shit. And that's the only way to put it so that you get it. It's not about being nice here. Not about being pacified. Oh, you're just going to change your genetic code. It's not so bad. They're turning you into shit, is what they're turning you into. And this, and then they're turning you into a manufacturing facility to propagate whatever you're predisposed to manufacture with the components they're putting inside your body. See, I can talk eloquently, and I can talk salt to the earth, and I can do them both very well, and I can also speak very good Canadian. I'm fluent in that one. Sometimes, ho, ho, ho. This is what they're doing. Some of you didn't get what I said there. So basically what they're doing is they're giving you shit, so you manufacture shit, so that whatever you're designed to manufacture, that's the kind of shit you're going to produce. See, that's salt of the earth. You get that, right? You understand it. And this way, when you go out to the general population, while you're manufacturing the pathology that they're putting into you, or not putting into you, programming you to manufacture, you can now affect everybody out there. And I said this the other night. If you are out there, let's say you're in the Canadian Tire, and make sure you bring a handgun when you go down Canadian Tire, just in case some five guys decide to mug you and handcuff you and cause you heart failure. So make sure you carry one of those when you go in the store, because you don't know, you might get mugged in Canadian Tire by the staff there. I mean, this is how freaking ridiculous this has gotten. And, you know, and don't go skateboarding down in Barrie because some police officer may beat the hell out of you just because you're skateboarding. You know, it's a sad state. I mean, I was listening to John Hiller yesterday talking to another police chief, and he was saying the cop that beat the hell out of that young kid up in Barrie is now being investigated. He had definitely an anger issue going on that day, and he took it out on that kid. Anyway, and the ex-commissioner said, if you got anger issues, you shouldn't be a cop. So he said, you got to be thick-skinned. And he made comment about how the police in Canada, in Ontario anyway, used to be. Nobody would fight with the police officer and he said, as long as you ask the people, they're right there. If you ask them politely, they'll comply. He says, but if you try to force something, boy, you're going to get into it. And that's the problem going on now. So we are looking at transitions on every front. So if you are now going into any, get back to the other example, because I get off on tangents sometimes. You go into a Canadian Tire, and also let's say you got 20 people, there are 30 people that took that download. Now they're all of a sudden, they're all manufacturing some genetic anomaly that's now the body's producing. Some is producing measles, some is producing mumps, some is producing a common cold, some is producing a flu, some is producing a cancer, whatever they're producing. And they can shed that into the air. Now you have an aerosol weapon, you know, using people to kill people. It's the perfect weapon. It's the perfect weapon because now you can blame it on COVID. Oh, COVID did that. Oh, those poor people, they died of COVID. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, what really went on is this genetic creation, this genetic programming that was put in by some company that now owns these people, because now they're mass producing something that their bodies didn't do before. Imagine that. I was looking at a report today about mycobacterium, how mycobacterium actually transfers frequencies through to communicate with mycobacterium all over the world. Imagine that. We got a nano construct inside your body, probably using some kind of carbon C60 or some kind of zeolite material or whatever that can be superconductive, a silica aluminum superconductor. Wow, it's crystalline. It can transmit frequencies at a high velocity, almost unimpeded. Now, these mycobacterium will contact other mycobacterium to reinforce what's going on. Imagine that. A genetically engineered bacteria that can now transmit a frequency to call for help with other bacterium using synthetic biology. Can you dig it? You understand it? Yeah, you're catching it? Someone says to me, well, how do we... She said, we're after. Some gal told me, she said, we're after. She said, well, pretty much. But you can... defend. Keep your immune system up. Keep the iodines up. Keep the chlorides up. Keep the zinc up. Keep the copper up. Keep the manganese up. You know, if you want to use your MMS, use that. If you want to use grapefruit seed extract, use that. If you want to use lauricidin, use that. If you want to use peroxide, provided you take it with copper, not at the same time, but copper and vitamin C to reduce the neutralize the side effects of the peroxide. If you want to take certain herbs like astragalus or rhodiola, any adaptogenic herbs, Siberian ginseng, Don Quai, if you want to use anything that can sustain and maintain your system, vitamin A. Vitamin A is another one of these vitamins that is not being perpetrated or told. Everyone's talking about vitamin D, vitamin D. I don't take any vitamin D. Bullshit. Most of that's just bullshit. Vitamin A is the one thing you all need to be using in some form or another, but unless you're a smoker. And I'm kind of wondering if that's all true too, but the vitamin A will protect the respiratory system, and that's the one you should be using. Vitamin D can bring on a heart attack if you take too much of it, because of the way it would alter the calcium channels in the heart. Again, they don't tell you this. The health food industry is the biggest pile of bullshit going to on today. They will sell you whatever shit you want to think is going to do something for you. They will perpetrate things. They will tell you things. I remember when I was down in Arizona, there was a lot of people down there selling products. Right? A lot of guys were wholesalers, and they'd come into the shop, and they'd have their day where they'd let them come in and, you know, propagate their materials and to incorporate more sales in the store and so forth and so on. And they used to always come up to me and say, Tom, what do you think about this product? What do you think? Because they're all excited, right? And I'm looking at it. The person guy sees soy. I think, well, why would you? I wouldn't buy it. And they say, why? Because it's got soy in it. So, these people get all excited. And this is what happens, because I had a guy contact me today, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Doesn't read nothing. Reads whatever highline that is out there, you know, to... again, propagate some product. Well, they used it in this situation and that situation. And they only give you half the story. Anyway, I tried to explain to him that he needed to do some more research because he hadn't included what he's talking about. I knew he wasn't going to listen, so I said, well, go pursue your research. But, so, you know, because I've come to the conclusion now that if someone isn't going to listen to what I've got to tell him within the first two or three emails, I don't bother anymore. I figured, you know what? Let the pain begin. Let the ass whooping begin, because it's going to hurt, and maybe they won't get it at all either. And even after they get beat up a lot, they still probably won't get it, most of them, because they're too damn thick-headed. So they can't see the obvious. So you know what? I figured let the lessons begin. Let the ass pounding begin, because that's what's going to happen. And then perhaps they'll wake up, perhaps not, perhaps they'll die. That happens, you know, things do happen like that. But this industry... And this is why I tell you guys all the time, Google is not a search engine to research this industry or products in this industry. And when you understand the nature of what we're dealing with today and how it's a program operating system, not just some particulate matter that you think you can collect, then perhaps you'll get it. Then perhaps you'll get it. But as long as you keep thinking in terms of one dimension, that this is nothing but a particulate component, that's it, that you're absorbing in your body, well, even on that scale of thinking, on a one-dimensional realm, you've got trillions of these things you're absorbing on a daily basis. Trillions. Every time you take a breath, every time you eat, every time you drink, you know, products you're buying, hygienic products you're using, utilizing. You know, the point I'm trying to get across here is this: if a bacterium like this is using frequencies to call on reinforcements, this is why I've been telling you forever, don't use something that can cause a direct assault on technology, because the morphology of it will change, it will be altered, and there's nothing you can do about it. You can hit it whatever you want, and you may knock it down the first or second time, maybe a third time. After that, it's got you. It's got you. It will create its own alteration. It has its own defense mechanism. When you're dealing with nanobiotech, you're dealing with an adaptive program that this thing can do. And this is what they got in the vaccines. This is what they got in the swabs. So if you've been vaccinated, if you've been swabbed, in essence, you've been foobarred. And the only way you're going to be able to minimize that effect from it completely taking you over is you're going to have to use some of the things that Brian396 or myself have put out there, and others have put out there too, regarding either pulse electromagnetic fields or electromagnetic pulse. You're going to need to use salts. You're going to need to use saturated fats. You're going to need to do a lot of different things. This is not an easy fix. You are already loaded with this bio nanotech for quite some time. However old you are, let's say you're 90 years old. Let's say you're 20 years old. Let's say you're 40 years old. If you're 20 years old, you got 20 years worth of this shit in you already. If you're 90 years old, you got 90 years of this stuff in you already. If you're 45 years old, you got 45 years. That's what you're up against. That's what you're up against. And with this nonsense that they're propagating with this fakery, this effery that they're putting out there, we got the corona. We're going to die. Put on your mask. Put on 5 masks. Get the gloves. Get the vaccine. Get the download. You got to get the download. It ain't going to do jack shit. It ain't going to fix nothing. It ain't going to heal nothing. It ain't going to even stop nothing. But get the vaccine, because we, the drug companies, need to make some money, and you're stupid. So pay up, baby. Come down. Bend over. Here it comes. Boom. Thank you. Cha-ching. That's where it's at. That's where it's at. That's what this is all about. And then on top of that, they're going to want you to give up your freedom. Because this is an emergency lockdown. This has been the biggest hoax that we have seen since the 1920s. You ever notice that? We're in the year 2021. Or we are in the 20s, in the 20th century, or the 21st century, however they're calling it now. And back in the 19th century, in the 1920s, guess what? We had the same kind of thing. We had a pandemic then too, didn't we? Wasn't there something about a bird flu that didn't kill nobody, but the masks were wiping everybody out? Imagine that. Doesn't it seem like those who don't read their history are doomed to repeat it? Doesn't that what it sounds like? Don't read your history, you're going to repeat your history. Boy, oh boy, you didn't learn it the first time? Oh boy, let the ass whooping begin. Because that's what's happening. That is exactly what's happening. Okay, that is exactly what's going on. See, God gave all of us a brain. We don't have to be highly educated or highly sophisticated. All we got to do is apply it. God will do the rest. The more you learn, and the more you observe, and the more you apply, the more you become more, that's true education. That's not a program. Now that's a true education. You've read, you've applied it, and you continue to evolve just with the experience of what you've been doing. That's an education. But just to read shit on the internet and believe it without even whatever and expect that they're telling you the truth, this isn't, I mean, like I said, that kind of stupidity is begging for an ass whooping. You have to understand too, not everything you read is accurate. Not everything you read is accurate. I mean, I learned that the hard way through my own experiences going through all this stuff. And I got to tell you something, it's when you've got your hands on, and you do stuff, is when you really see where the rubber meets the road. Till you do that, all you're doing is following, you're just an acolyte following whatever bullshit you're being told. You're in a cult, you're in a sect, you're in a religion, you're in some political arena, being sucked in, being drawn into a place where myth and bullshit reigns supreme. Okay, you have to take the time to test the stuff you're reading. Even if you're asking me stuff and I tell you what I tell you, I can tell you based on what I know. And I can tell you based on what I know, what I have seen work. Now, having said that, a lot of people that use the stuff I or listen to what I say find results. Not everybody, though. Now, I'll be the first to admit, sometimes it baffles me. Why this didn't work? Then there's underlying reasons why some things don't work. And, you know, and then once you get that understood, then you can make the modifications or alterations required to, again, make things work better or succeed in solving the problem. But sometimes that's trial and error as well. And like I said, you can read all the literature in the world. And they can give you study upon study upon study, but doesn't mean that those are even accurate either. And like I said, you got to check things out correctly. The only way you're really going to know, you know, only way. You know, we're in this, like I said, this quagmire, and I get the fact sometimes people, you know, don't have the time and they're freaking out, and I get that. But even in all of that, seriously, even in all of that, you got to start thinking. Look around you. Just the obvious. If you're not seeing people dropping dead in front of you, you know, and haven't for a year, what is that saying about the bullshit you're hearing? Let me read something here. The GP, the general public, from their politicians, are the worst cases of scam that is ongoing. They have found out. What a surprise. That the politicians are actually the worst for spreading the corona boogeyman than the actual corona. Can you imagine that? The government is the worst for spreading the virus than even the virus itself, if you want to call it a virus. I don't even believe that this shit's even going on anymore. In fact, from listening to the scientists in California, they were saying, you know, that they did the studies using a real test, not that PCR bullshit, and said all they could find was influenza A and influenza B, and then they asked the CDC for a real sample. They didn't give them one. I wonder why they didn't give them one. Because under an electron microscope, you would have seen that the damn thing was all fraud to begin with. It was all nothing but a fullerene assemblage with quantum dots and wrapped in a protein. Designed to fool the medical people, or designed to give a false reading on the PCR. But, again, this is something that nobody reads or understands. We've got all kinds of nano information on my page, on Brian's page, and pages all over the planet. You know, so like I said, it's quite possible, just possible, that if you read that information, you might learn something and may realize, hey, this is nothing but a sci-fi experiment, and we're the guinea pigs. Imagine that. Ooh, imagine that. Now, in Israel, a buddy of mine just sent me some information from Israel, and I often told him that Zionists killing off Israel with vaccines. Imagine that. And the stats are even showing that the vaccine is actually killing more people than the flu. Looks like the predictions from everyone about the numbers of deaths occurring to increase even higher is about to become a reality. And this is in Israel. They gave him the shots in Israel, and I say Zionists because this is who's perpetrating this bullshit. The death rates have skyrocketed after they gave him the Pfizer vaccine, the Pfizer download. Imagine that. And then what they've done in Israel, just to further put the boot to their throat, they came out with this ID bracelet. Now, I think this is so, geez, I looked at this and I couldn't believe anybody would fall for the bullshit. They're giving them an ID bracelet so that when they go home, the ID bracelet monitors where they're at all the time. So if they're in their house, they know they're in the house, and they're being monitored. And they're saying this is giving you some freedom. I mean, are you kidding me? Maybe I got it wrong. Maybe I'm the dumbass. I got to tell you, sometimes I wonder. Maybe I'm the stupid ass here. Let me think here a minute. Freedom means that you can come and go as you wish. You can go here, go there. You can shop. You don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to wear a diaper on your face. You don't have to put a hand condom on. You don't have to wear any kind of a sanitizer. You don't have to answer to nobody. You just do, as long as you don't break any laws, you are free to come and go as you please. That's freedom. Going home and staying at home with an ID bracelet on, that's not freedom. You're in jail. And now they got you tagged on top of that. I mean, oh, jumping Geronimo. I read that. I couldn't believe my eyes when I was reading. You couldn't be this effing stupid unless you were programmed or unless you were asleep. Everything is being inverted. Everything is being inverted. You know, and when we're looking at this whole nonsense, you know, it's nuts. It's nuts what's going on. The things that are happening today. Okay, the one thing the one guy made on the first interview before they took it down was he said that when he had heard that they were going to create this lockdown situation, he thought there would be major opposition from the general population, and he was surprised. He was surprised. We're not heading into socialism. We are already there. Now what they're doing is putting things in place to have a controlled socialism. It's going to be a technocratic, totalitarian system. That's where we're heading for. Okay. Right now, we are in a socialistic system. Eventually, like they say all the time, and I've been hearing this all the time, you're going to own nothing and be happy. You're going to be happy because you're not going to be able to go anywhere, any place, anytime soon, unless you go outside and follow the criteria that they tell you. You're going to put your mask on, your diaper on your face, your hand condom. And by that time, they're going to provide you with a spacesuit. You ain't going to be able to go anywhere unless you put that spacesuit on and turn on the oxygen. Because you can't go out because you are a contemptible, you know, thing. Because you're just toxic. Well, all that I'm talking will be at the end result of what is going on here and now today. The exploitation, experimentation in the general population with these uploads and downloads is going to cause a mutagenic or mutation on the species. On the species, you know. We're no longer, you know, going to have people that are going to be, you know, considered normal. You're going to ask, what is normal? You know. You're just not going to see that anymore. Normal is going to be wearing a spacesuit, wearing a space mask, wearing some kind of thing so that you can't even talk or touch anybody. Here, I'm going to read a segment here of this report. Remember the movie plot from I Am Legend? This is exactly what's happening now. World leaders, presidents, and prime ministers from around the world were calling for a vaccine in February 2020. These new vaccines are causing the new strains to multiply around the world. They contain the HeLa cells, which allow the mycobacterium to communicate efficiently through radio waves. Radio waves. How could that be? Now think about this. They're also saying in this report that people that have already taken the prototype vaccines, they are the ones now producing the new strain. Now, how is that possible? Think about that for 1 minute. Viruses can take up to 30 to 40 to 100 years to get to the state of where they can terrorize anything. Less than a year. Imagine that. Less than a year. The things that are going on right now is the genetics of the people are now being activated through, again, AI and nanotechnology. The nano delivery method will allow these things to, again, to access the DNA and the genetic code and then turn on through the DNA code to turn on these proteins or these algorithms that will now cause the body to manifest and manufacture whatever it is the DNA has been told to do. And the only way you're going to be able to stop that completely, and again, this is theory at this point, because I've never had to deal with that. I have had to deal with nano poisoning. I've had to deal with nano programming, but I never got an injection. So that's a whole different ballgame. You know, when they put that swab in your brain and they twist it and contort it, they now have bypassed all defense mechanisms in the brain. They now have embedded that into the muscle or into the tissue that's there. And what they've done is they've given the nano material what they call a ligand. Now, I'm not sure if you understand what a ligand is. Ligand is a binding property that allows the nanoparticles to attach to themselves so they can grow and produce a conduit or fullerene, a platform like an origami or a lattice to further perpetuate a networking as they assemble, replicate, and repair themselves. You got that? Assemble, replicate, and repair. You're not going to take this out with an antibiotic. Period. That would be pure bullshit. You're not going to take this thing out with borax and lemon juice. That would be pure bullshit. You're not going to take this thing out with alfalfa pills. Again, that will be bullshit. You're not going to be able to take this out with any kind of salts either. The salts and stuff you can use, again, to fortify the system, but it ain't coming out because now it's embedded right into the DNA. And the only way you're going to be able to stop that from continuing to perpetuate its program is you're going to have to build some kind of device, whether it's a high static discharge, a high ionic field, or a high EMP, to dislodge and disconnect that program. Then you have to remove that shit out of your head, and that ain't easy. Or in your throat, or up your ass, or wherever they're swabbing you. Okay? That ain't going to be easy. So this is the nature of what they're doing. And again, the understanding that these things can communicate through radio waves. Imagine now you bought a brand new spanking television. AI quantum dot nano TV. Dun, 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 dun. And you got that thing plugged in the wall and you even have the damn thing off. And you're in your bedroom, and now you can't sleep. You feel something's going, moving inside of you. Something is crawling. Something is biting you. Something is irritating you. Something's making you want to scratch all night long. You're scratching in places you never thought you could scratch. Because that television now has sent a radio wave, or a TV wave, or an AM wave, or an FM wave, or an EMF wave, an ELF wave, or a radio frequency wave to your body, which is now accessing the manufacturing of whatever is going on. And now it's creating a nano network inside your system. Thereby, now you become a superconductor. That's why that C60 is just such bullshit. It just turns you into a super antenna. That's why I tell people, I have people wearing shungite. Don't wear that shit, because if you absorb that C60, you're hooped. That's a bitch to get out too. The old narrative on health, when you're using orthomolecular, when you're using vitamin therapy, when you're using herbalism, when you're using food, aromatherapy, homeopathy, a lot of that stuff ain't going to work today. It may help you maintain your strength to fight, but if you don't disengage that program that's causing it to self-assemble, self-repair, self-replicate, you're just pissing in the wind. End of story. There have been a lot of people out there who have come up with all kinds of ideas. One guy tried to contact me with some quantum thing, and I looked at it, and I thought, that, you know, I've seen this thing before, and it didn't work. It doesn't work. A lot of things will not work. Three things I know for sure will work. Strong ionic field. A strong static discharge, like from a Jacob's ladder, but on a high end, or a high-powered EMP pulse. The bucket and the triangles is what they are. That's what they were created. This is why I showed everybody how to make these things. You know, how to create your own bucket, how to create your own triangle, so that you can create, put yourself in a field that can pulse to disengage the program. So that if you're in the tub and you use the triangle, you'll see all kinds of shit come out of you. I've had people contact me showing me the results. I had a guy just got his bucket, and he's only had it for 2 days, and he's already pulling out fullerene assemblage. He's pulling out all kinds of stuff because he's disengaging the program. So I've had one woman in France build her own bucket, and she's in it like twice or three times a day for several hours, and you should see. She's already pulled stuff out that people don't see for 6 months because she's been really hitting it hard. So like I said, these things can work. Now, the other thing you'd want to do is to, again, avoid all kinds of bread because the bread is also genetic. All these grains have been genetic. They have hooped the whole planet. Your rice, which is a quasi grain or a pseudo grain, your buckwheat, your oats, your barley, your millet, your whatever, all these things, these are pseudo grains. They need to all be avoided. The genetics in these things do not work with you. Why do you have high pylori? Why do you have irritable bowel system? Why do you have leaky gut? Why do you have anything that has to do with itis, diverticulitis, and all the rest? Why do you have that? Because the genetic structure of your colon has been reprogrammed so that instead of your immune system kicking in, it has been turned off by these foods. And guess what? They have nano in them. Nano. Now, with the components being a carbon-based, there might be even some C60 or other sort of some other carbon material in the breads themselves, which would then make them a transceiver. No resistance. They can send a signal, hit you anywhere they want, and now, guess what? You're now producing whatever. All our diseases today, currently, are all as the end result of anything that you've taken that's monatomic, angstrom, ultrafine, or nano, which are all one in the same terminology. All one in the same terminology. And the health food industry has not done you a damn bit of good, probably for at least the last 30 years. And if you actually read the components, they have a silicon component in them, which is basically another material that's also highly conductive. Which, again, the play on words with the dimatrix earth, it will pass through you. And it does. It passes right through. It passes right through your colon, passes right through your lungs, passes right through your skeletal system, passes right through your tissue, passes right through your cells, passes right through your brain barrier. See, the word passes through doesn't mean it's just coming out of your backside. It also means it can pass through you, all of you, you know, from your toes to your nose and everything in between. It can pass through your backside, it can pass through your front side, it can pass through your brain, it can pass through your heart, it can pass, you know, what does silica do? What does silica actually do? It actually displaces the calcium and magnesium in the body as well, just like aluminum. So all this bullshit about, oh, silica's going to remove, you know, the aluminum in the body. You are dealing with a violation on your personage like you've never seen. And you know, I don't get worried about people anymore if they don't listen, because this is how I see it. If you don't listen now, you'll be begging me later. That's how I see it anymore. Because everybody that had argued with us, Briner had already lost his patience with a lot of them already, and then he sent them to me, and then I had to deal with them, and so then I got even. I sent some back to him. But if you're not going to listen to the guys that have done the actual work and have done the real whatever, I don't get mad anymore. I figured, you know what? We've done what we've done. We put it out there. Now it's up to you. If you want to listen, fine. If you don't want to listen, it is your call. Having theories is great and wonderful, and I'm all for you testing your theories. But I'm also for using your head, using your knowledge. If you think we haven't seen this stuff before, you think we haven't done this shit before, you know, then I don't know who's deluded. But if you're willing to keep on going with it, I'm willing to let you go. Go ahead. Feel free, you know. I won't have to deal with you for a bit. No, probably for about a year or two. Usually by the second year, they're crawling back. All beat up. So, if you have been if you have been violated with this current deception, this current weaving and manipulation with a fake pile of rubbish that's going to alter your genetic code and your DNA, then build these pulsing units that we've shown. You can add more power than what I'm showing you, so that, okay, for instance, the bucket. You can take that bucket and you can hook up a car ignition coil with a switch that you can turn on and off manually, so you can control it. And you can put, if you can put on some kind of a signal, a relay in there, you could, or some kind of transistor that maybe that can handle that kind of voltage. But you can do it manually, put it over your head, and just pulse yourself. That could work. It could work. I'm not saying it's going to. You can take the bucket, again, on a smaller voltage, and put your, again, put the solution on the bottom end, and you can remove the stuff that way as well. So you have options. The triangle is really good too, because the triangle is a beauty. That one's a multiple hit. They're both, the triangle and the bucket are now built with a bipolar network system. They've got a bipolar coiling system. So when you get into that bucket, you're getting hit with more than one wave of frequencies. The same with the triangle. The triangle is already giving you multiple frequencies because we put magnets in both of them as well. And you will see a big difference in what comes out. It's amazing what you'll see come out. Sometimes you won't see it always right away. Sometimes it takes a month or 2 months. Sometimes it takes a week. Sometimes it takes two. Sometimes it takes a day, and you'll see shit coming out of you. So build these things. I gave you a YouTube video. I gave you a BitChute channel where you can build a triangle, where you can build a bucket. Build them. Use them. You know, quit following the deception. Quit following the deception. You know, find out what your rights really are. Don't assume anything when it comes to your personal rights and freedoms. Check and see what's there. If you have a right, exercise it. Because if you don't exercise it, you're going to lose it. That's how it works. You know, if you don't use it, you lose it. So, again, focus on this thing. It's a bit overwhelming. And the best way to really to get up on and caught up on this stuff, if you can find a group of about 5 or 10 people, it's all you really need. And everybody sort of specializes in whatever. And does research. One person does research on nano. One person does research on the law. One person does research on food and nutrition. One person does research on frequencies. One person does research on genetics. One does on vaccines, or not vaccines, upgrade and downgrades from these programs. And then you swap the data. It saves you from having to look this stuff up, which takes a lot of time sometimes. Some people find stuff that I don't. I was like, where the hell did they find that? You know, and they send it to me. And I'm grateful because it saves me hours of having to dig for this stuff. And then share that with your group, with your network, and share it with anybody that is, you know, on your email list. Share this information. They don't want to hear it. Okay, don't share it with them. That simple. I always say it's your ass, go chief. You know, they take you out. If you don't want to hear it, you don't want to see it, oh well. And you presented it to them, then you have done your part by allowing them to have eyes to see and ears to hear. And if they refuse it, then it's on their own head. You know, that's it. But don't worry about it. Don't get all worked up about it. That's it. Have that kind of attitude. If they take it, great, then you're on your way and you can help them out. If they don't want to listen, oh well, c'est la vie. Put me in your will. Put me in your will. You know, and again, if you guys are getting assaulted by people, you know, I was talking to a buddy of mine in Montreal. Called me up today. So I was talking, what's going on in Quebec? He says, well, over here, the police don't have to do anything anymore because the people are doing it all now. People, where's your mask? Well, he said it in French. I forget how he said it, but he said it in French. You know, and I said, really? I says, oh, well, you know what you do? I told him, I says, ask them if you're in their will. Ask them if you're in their will. You know, and the reason why I'm saying that, not because you want their money. I mean, I don't want anybody's money, really. I mean, if you die, you die and give it to your family or whatever. But The thing is, the only way you're going to shake some of these people is you put them in a... They're already in shock. They need shock therapy. They need shock treatment. Hit them again. Boom. Put me in your will. What do you mean by that? Well, you're probably going to be dead by June anyway, so that ain't going to matter. Well, they got the vaccine. That's what's killing everybody. This is actually spreading the disease. Haven't you read? You gotta have a little fun. What the hell? You've been stressed up all this time and a little cooped up. Hey, you know, lighten up a little bit. Hey, put me in your will. It's important that you get their attention. And sometimes it takes something that drastic to get their attention. You have to remember, everybody's under some enchantment. This could not have happened the way it's gone on unless some kind of an enchantment or some kind of hypnosis or some kind of frequency. I mean, why would anybody believe these bastards is beyond me? Why would you believe a politician? I look at our guy here in Ontario. You know, the Ontarians, the people of Ontario are ridiculously stupid. This guy, everybody else is broke. Everybody else is shut down. His business is making him millions and millions and millions. And all these guys say, well, I'm really sorry that you're out of a job. I'm really sorry that, you know, you ain't got no money. I'm really sorry. Shit, he ain't sorry. He's a lying SOB. Seriously, you can't believe that. If he's the leader of this province, then usually leaders serve the general population, and they also suffer when the population suffers, and they also reap the benefits when the population reaps the benefits. After all, we're still citizens of the same country and part of this province. So when somebody is saying, well, I'm sorry, and you got making millions and millions of dollars with the companies you've got because you're selling these frickin' labels, and all this other bullshit. And you know what? And this will go right across Canada. Look at your premiers and see how else they're making money. And see how much of it is tied to this bullshit that we're dealing with today. Okay? See how much of it is actually tied to that. Because if there's any kind of tie, they got any kind of company or corporation that's tied to the gloves and selling latex or selling, you know, masks or selling... visors or selling, you know, hand condoms or selling diapers or making labels or making boxes or making plastics so you can put them inside and seal them. Anything like that, if they're connected to that, then it's a conflict of interest on every level. Now, somebody sent me something today, another thing, and this would be good for those in the United States to... I hear this because it'll give you, it'll motivate you and hopefully, where do you go? There it is. I just got a thing in the mail. Texas and Mississippi lift mask mandates. Mississippi. Now, I don't know if it's true or not. This needs to be validated. But if Mississippi is lifting the mask, that's now the fourth state, the second state in about a week. Why isn't the province of Ontario lifting these effing masks? Why? This whole thing has been proven to be a bunch of bullshit on every level. The masks don't stop anything. They say this all the time. Now I heard tonight, okay, before they shut down that YouTube, that they're planning on creating now a weather warfare on the general population so they can further keep you locked down. That's coming next. Oh, the virus has gone airborne now. And, oh, you're going to all die. We're going to protect you. Oh. Put your hand condom on your feet, too. Put them over your mouth and then wear five masks. Just so you'll be safe. Put a hand condom over your mouth and put five masks on top of that. Yeah, and you know what? There'll be some people that say, oh, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I'm going to do that. I'm going to put my hand condom over my face and put five masks on. I'll be protected. But they're talking about doing something with the weather. Now, they're already doing it because I go outside, and I can feel when I'm outside some days for a short period of time. I come in, my bronco area is feeling stressed out, and I know that they dumped something in the air. We had a basic dumping of this fake snow last week, you know, and then the fake sun came out, and all of a sudden the stuff started to evaporate. It wasn't melting. And it's taken about 6 days, 7 days for it all to be evaporated now. So I know very well that they're putting something in this fake snow, and they'll be putting shit in the rain. I got another buddy of mine over there in the Netherlands. He's taking pictures of the rain. When it rains and the rain hits your window, if you got a scope, a cam scope, and you can take pictures of the rain and blow it up, you're going to see fibers, you're going to see chips, you're going to see particle matter, you're going to see all kinds of stuff. That ain't pollution, honey. That basically is poison, nano constructs being constructed in the rain. And when they hit the ground now, they embed into the soil. What are they doing into the soil? They're killing the bacteria. We are going to be heading for famine pretty soon. We won't be able to grow shit in the ground because the ground will be saturated with a programmed DNA sequence as a result of this nanotechnology. It's nanobio bullshit. Like I said, they are going to kill you if it kills them.
If it kills them, they're going to kill you.
So, piss them off, will you? And stay alive. That's a very defined attitude, I know, but hey, it could work. Like I said, if... Don't take nothing for granted, because if they can manipulate the weather, if they can manipulate the frequencies, and like in Canada, we're building 20G antenna that can modulate 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, whatever G that they want to. That means they would be looking out for whoever. They would be then raising those frequencies to target the DNA, or the fake DNA, or the synthetic DNA, or the synthetic life that's inside of you. And then they will start to begin to break you down, causing high levels of oxidative stress, which will cause your blood to burst. It causes your blood to break down, your iron to break down. It may appear like some kind of parasite is consuming it, which it isn't. They'll break down your chlorides in your system. They'll induce this radiation, which will break down any kind of boron you might have in the body. And unless you have those means to replenish your system, to get those things back in the system, you won't be around very much longer. You won't. And now, in Canada, oh, Canada, think about this for a minute. Viruses and bacteria and all kinds of things need certain conditions to survive. Normal. Now, what has protected us in Canada from infections over time? It's the cold weather, believe it or not. Now, as long as the cold weather is just cold weather, and not some anomaly put into the snow or the wind or whatever, you're pretty healthy. I mean, it's a little bit, you know, unless you have a hot coffee or hot tea. I'm not a cold person, weather person at all. I'm a Mediterranean, and you know, Mediterranean's like it hot. But sometimes you can't get what you need or get what you want. You just get what you need, you know. So there's a song about that. Sometimes you don't always get what you want, but you get what you need. Well, that's something that you need to keep in mind. It doesn't mean you don't get what you want sometimes either. But the cold may be the way to go. Building structures that, again, are air filtered to block nano. Statically charged filters that will disintegrate some new nano construct that might take you out. What we're seeing here right now in Canada and the United States is what they've been doing to the natives for the last 100 years. Okay, that's what we're seeing. When I say go ask the natives how the government took care of you, guess what? We are going the same way. Okay, the reservation now isn't going to be a small piece of land in some godforsaken place. It's going to be where you're living in whatever shithole that they made it into. and they're going to deprive you of whatever food and access to growing your own food so that you'll starve out, just like they did the natives. And then they're going to come out with a new nano-delivered drug that you can get all high on, and that will bind to the receptors in your brain, and if you don't get that drug, you'll die. Because you'll now need that drug because it'll be in the DNA itself. They will now allow you to have alcohol, and you can drink all the beer and alcohol you want because it'll also be laced with, nano AI programming. And then they will, every so often, march your ass down the road and give you a shot. If the last one didn't kill you, they're hoping this one will. That's what they did to the natives. So be prepared any way you can. If there is going to be some kind of off-grid, remember, they will come looking for you. And you better have the means and the ways to protect yourself, because you'll be dealing with a lot of forces that you never would have thought of before. You'll be dealing with theft, people that are starving, where they're just in such a way that they'll do anything. You'll be dealing with that. You may be dealing with drones. You may be dealing with whatever might become the wildlife itself. The wildlife itself is going to change. Bears, beaver. Beaver has already changed. But this beaver, I've already seen beaver out in the woods, out in the wild, attack. I saw in Poland where a beaver actually confronted a tank. I'm like, whoa, talk about moxie. So what it is, they hit it with a high-powered water cannon to make it get off the road. One guy I saw down in the States, in the U.S. somewhere, he was walking. This beaver was going to attack him. He turned his back. That beaver would take 4 or 5 steps toward him. Then he turned around. That beaver would stop, and he started growling at him. Yeah, he picked up a rake. He told it, "I'll beat your ass, you little bastard." He was like pissed. But yeah, like I said, the animals are going to change. Don't think Bambi is going to be a baby deer. Bambi will whip your ass with this technology in them. And I'm not sure what's going to happen with the aquatics. You might go swimming, and normally a bass would swim away from you. Now a bass would just try to get on top of you and bite you or whatever. Maybe it'll grow teeth. You never know. With this, Elon Musk was saying this, with the synthetic biology, synthetic DNA, can attach to your DNA, they can turn you into a butterfly. Technically, he's correct. And when you're looking at these things coming down from the sky, how many of you have seen sparrows lately? How many of you have been looking at your sparrows? Are they getting smaller? Are they getting thinner? We're next. We're right after them. That bird is in every part of the planet. I've said this before. Right now, sparrows are pretty docile. But what if they all of a sudden they became aggressive? Because now they have this nano in their head. They're being hit with a frequency. And now they're dive-bombing you. What about the bees? How many of you have seen bees? What if the bees... Because I've seen just with bumblebees, nano wires coming out of their torso, coming out of their legs. Just my own little observations by catching them and, again, knocking them out with a little lavender and having them under a scope, And I see that, look at that nano bee. How many of you been looking at butterflies? How many of you seen any butterflies where you are? I'm not talking about the north because right now we're still coming out of our winter. But what about the rest of the country? Think about that. What's in these animals? What's in these insects? Like I said, things are going to go in ways you cannot even imagine with this technology. This nanobiotech is going to create an evolution in everything, and it ain't going to be good. It's going to be a complete corruption of creation. And if it's going on in your environment, it's going to affect you. Okay, I'm going to let it go at that. I always say at the end of these shows, read your Gospels. Always read your Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Understand what he had to say. Read it. I don't encourage you to go listen to anybody at first. Read it for yourself. Don't allow anybody to influence you in what certain things mean, because there's a lot of so-called teachers out there that don't know shit from their ass. So read it for yourself. And that's, I'm just telling you straight out. Reading and understanding the Bible is a process, and you grow into it. You grow into it. As the upload goes into you, the matrix download comes out of you. And so there's transitions and times, and sometimes you go through a tough time so you can further purge out of your system the upload from the matrix, just so you know. Alrighty, I'm always mentioning that. I'm always mentioning on the site itself, the pod itself, there are a lot of guys and gals there that are doing stuff. You got Fiona, you got Deanna, you got Sherry, you got Yanni, you got Ty, you got Shy, you got Brian, you got myself. I think I got everybody. Okay, everyone out there is trying to do something to get you to be awake and aware and again, knowledgeable. So again, feel free to, you know, help anybody out you can, financially if you can. If not, share their information. Share. Alrighty. Until the next segment, to your health, and remember, by the grace of God, you are still here. We all are. Talk to you in a bit.